Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with, I don't want to work, is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Debt. Doesn't it sound eerie or something? Like, it's always something to remind you of the bad mistakes. And I mean, of course, it is. It's like living with the Joneses. Well, not even that. But like trying to live like somebody else's appearance on social media. I wanted to talk about this subject or even rant about it because, one, I didn't forget that I was supposed to have a part two of this episode. And two, I was supposed to do this. Three, I'm currently in the process of a more budget-friendly lifestyle. And if I have to be honest, I don't like it. It's just, I don't like it. And that's all I can really say. Nonetheless, my version of being on the budget sucks. I'm sure it sucks for the kids too. Reason being is because whenever they want something else, we're like, did you forget we're on the budget? Being in debt is such a hot topic right now. I'm sure it'll always be, but especially now as the holidays are gearing up and people are feeling the pressure of buying gifts, etc. Debt, even college debt, is such an issue that if you try to run and escape from it, just for a few minutes, listening to Rick Ross and Drake's song, Gold Roses.
College loans really developable credit. Discover cars, look back, I know she regret it. But we keep pushing, keep our foot on the pedal.
The difference between good debt and bad debt is an important consideration when you're building good credit. Having a credit card makes a positive impact on your credit as long as you make wise choices in the way you use that card. By the way, when I speak about these subjects on the podcast, I've either A, I'm currently doing this now, or B, I have done this in the past and I've decided to share it. So here are a few strategies to use credit cards to build good credit. First, you want to limit your cards. Too many credit cards will reflect poorly rather than positively on your credit reports. But if you want to keep it simple, only use a Visa or MasterCard account, a gas card, and a store card. Use these few cards regularly and pay them off what you charge quickly. Second, use credit card limits wisely. Just as you can call and request a higher credit limit to be after a few months of establishing good payment history, you can also call and ask for a lower limit or that they not raise your limit automatically. This will prevent you from letting your spending get way out of control. Setting your limit between $500 and $1,000 usually works well. If unnecessary spending doesn't tempt you, then it's even better to let them raise your credit limits as long as you don't use the extra credit. Using only 25% of your allowable credit makes the most positive impact on your credit score. However, if the limits help you keep your debt under control, then go with lower limits. So the standard is 30%, and I stated 25% as a number to keep in mind while using credit. Next, you want to pay balances off completely. Whatever balance you accrue during the month, pay it off by the due date of your credit card. The best way to show the credit bureaus that you're serious about using credit properly is to pay your balances in full each month. Most credit cards have a very small minimum monthly payment. The reason is because they can rack up serious interest charges on your card if you're only paying $15 on a $500+ credit card bill. A tip would be avoid paying the minimum balance in order to use credit cards to build good credit. Also with that, you want to make sure you pay on time. Be very aware of the due dates for your credit card payments. By making your payment later than the due date, you could end up paying fees or higher interest rates, losing credit availability. You want to keep these things in mind when you apply for or use a credit card. If you don't think you can use a credit card wisely, then it's better for your credit if you don't apply for one. Now that you understand a few factors of using a credit card to better your credit, let's talk about being wealthy. Let's say you have this image of believing that wealth is some predisposed person with the ability to become wealthy and earn good money. Do you believe that? That being predisposed with the ability to become wealthy is the only way to earn money? The reality is that wealth belongs to those who are smart in the ways that they go about claiming and creating it. Being able to make money, even without having that background from the onset, is definitely attainable as long as you put some thought and creativity into your wealth-making opportunity. So here are three simple yet effective tips you can apply to your life that can help to create the wealth you deserve. With wealth being a mindset, first you want to break down your big goal. Let's say, for example, you say, I want to be rich. And of course, just about everybody you can think of has said this at one point or another in his or her life. Being wealthy is something that most of us dream about. However, very few are able to achieve because we look at it as a large, insurmountable goal. Remember, looking at your desired achievement as an overwhelmingly huge goal makes it very difficult to obtain. In fact, it almost always amounts to a mere dream if we overlook setting smaller attainable goals towards that major goal. Break your financial goal into smaller, more achievable ones that you can set reasonable time frames on. You'll be surprised to see how you progress towards your huge goal once you set smaller ones that are much easier to achieve. Second, you want to avoid using credit if you can't pay by cash. One of the simplest and most effective tips for building wealth is to avoid credit. And what that means essentially is avoiding credit if you see no way to repay it in the short term. Remember, if it is impossible for you to have cash to settle your credit card expenses each month, then avoid making purchases with that card. By choosing to purchase only what you can afford to purchase with cash, you can undoubtedly start to create wealth for yourself. And finally, you want to live within your means. Sure, there will be things that you want to do, acquire, or simply accomplish. If it's not financially easy for you to do something or acquire something, then perhaps you should leave it alone for the time being. It's very likely that something you aren't able to do this month or this year will be more than possible in the near future. Creating wealth requires very little money and quite a bit of financial smarts. The more reasoning, thought, and common sense you put into your financial decisions, the sooner you'll find yourself becoming wealthy. Count yourself amongst the masters of wealth by applying some creative thinking. And finally, as Expressive Espresso will present it, a solution to paying off your debts. And again, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Part two, something that Coley and I are currently using is the snowball effect for paying down our debt. And basically, the snowball effect is an easy and convenient method of paying down debts, regardless of how much debt you have. Imagine, seriously, what it would be like to live without debt. Your money would really be yours to do with as you please. And instead of feeding the wallets of those rich finance companies, you'll look forward to enjoying guilt-free vacations paid for with cash and buying your next car with cash instead of credit. Here are a few tips for using the snowball effect for paying off your debts. You want to start by paying off your smallest debts first. When you pay your smallest debt off first, you start a small amount of momentum that'll build quickly. Write down all of your debts from smallest to largest and then create a plan to pay off the smallest one first. With that, small wins add up. Your personal finance strategy will be more successful if you feel motivated, which is why small wins are so important in the beginning. When you start paying off your smaller debts, you'll find yourself feeling motivated to maintain your debt reducing strategy. Two, you want to pay off the next smallest debt. Once the smallest debt in your list is completely paid, add whatever you are paying on that debt to the payment for the next debt in the list, essentially doubling your monthly payment on that debt. Once you tackle this one, you have another win under your belt. Third is to eliminate all debt. And this is where I beg to differ. because there's actually a good debt and there's bad debt. But with the snowball effect, you use the debt snowball to eliminate the rest of your debts from smallest to largest. As each one of these are paid off, add those payments to the next one. Fourth, you want to keep that momentum going. Let it continue, repeating the debt repayment process for each debt as you work your way closer and closer to financial freedom. Every payment moves you closer to your goal of being financially free. So as you're attacking the smaller ones first, maintain the minimum monthly payments for everything else. Do whatever is necessary to focus your attention on maintaining your plan and keeping this momentum going. Keep stepping from bill to bill, paying off the smallest debt, then the next one, and so on. Just imagine, after your credit card debt is taken care of, you can focus on other ones as well. Not the ones that are reoccurring, like the electricity and water and gas, things like that. I'm talking about to where even your mortgage is paid off. The snowball effect is an effective debt repayment strategy. Utilizing this method of debt repayment will help you keep the momentum as you repay your debts so that you can get the job done and enjoy a life free from constraints of debt. Achieve your financial goals by taking it in stride and believe that you are predisposed to the same wealth as anyone else. And it's all too easy to let credit card spending get out of control. So make good choices with your credit. Use your cards to build good credit, and the time will come when you're surely glad you did. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngelo Coley, and until we meet again, which will be next week, have a great week.